p.m. to 5 a.m. Check out more on all these jobs on our online listing.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are doing well. Currently outside, it is a brisk 61 degrees. And let's go ahead and get to our guest right now. We have the police chief of Independence, Jerry Harrison. And sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Hope you, you're having a great week so far. And we're going to talk about a few things here. Of course, with it being October, that means, of course, it's time for Halloween. So let's go first for some Halloween safety tips, especially if your kids are going out trick-or-treating. And let's just kind of go over some of those tips. One of the first things, obviously, is to watch out for your kids.
Yeah, you know, we really we do Halloween upright here in Independence. It's a national holiday for our city. And so I really hope everybody will take safety seriously during this special time of year for our community. And the first thing you need to do when you think about your kids, they're out there trick-or-treating, going door-to-door, try to keep them on the sidewalks when they're available. I know there's not sidewalks everywhere in town, but where there are sidewalks, they need to be using those.
All right, so use those sidewalks. Don't have them walking out on the road. It never let your kids also go out with realistic replicas of firearms, because that could cause some alarm for some people.
It can cause an alarm. It could lead to tragedy. You know, so we encourage people, you know, don't do that. And that's just, you know, some of the other common sense things that we want you to think about are, you know, don't let the kids go alone. You know, send them out in a group if that's age appropriate. If not, have an accompanying adult with them. You know, reflective clothing is a great idea. Carrying the flashlights are always a good idea. You know, curfews, let the kids know what time they need to be back, what time you expect them back, or at least have them checking in with you. Always want to check that food, you know, the candy when it comes in. You can, if you're worried about, like, fresh fruit or something, you can cut that food up and check through the food real quick before you serve it, let the kids eat it. But, yeah, most of the things you need to be thinking about need to go to visibility at night especially. You know, bright colored costumes. Best if it can not be flammable. It'd be a bad deal if someone were to catch fire out there with their wig or their costume. And then of course masks. You know, I've heard that we recommend that people use face paint instead of masks just because of the limitation of visibility when you wear that mask and you know, remember those kids are weaving in and out of traffic as they're going from house to house and crossing streets and moving out from behind parked cars.
Yeah, especially because, you know, some of those costumes are kind of hard to see at night because they may be kind of dark colored. So just be sure to remind your kids on that. But also, obviously, make sure your kids don't go alone. Also, a few other things to remind your kids of. Obviously, never enter a stranger's home.
Yeah, don't enter a stranger's home. Don't take a ride from a stranger, you know. Staying out there, staying visible, staying where other people can see you. You know, don't be going through people's backyards. Don't be taking shortcuts through alleyways and things like that. Just stay out in the public where people can see you. It keeps the neighborhood more comfortable, and it keeps your kids safe.
And just to kind of take some extra care, obviously, you know, you talked about the candy, but also don't leave your home unattended on that night. And also keep your pets in your home or in another safe place, because unfortunately, some people, especially with like black cats, people like to do bad things for, unfortunately, the black cats. So make sure those pets are in a safe place, correct?
Sure. You know, Halloween, going back for however long Halloween's been around, there's always been a troublemaking side to it for some people. And so kind of keep an eye on your home or have your neighbors keep an eye on the home. And, you know, just you've got so many people out and about, so many people coming up through the door. It's just a good idea to keep them in the house so they don't get out, they don't cause problems, put you in a bad spot by threatening somebody's safety.
And we're looking at some tips. If you are the one giving out candy, if you're giving out treats, there's several kind of tips you have on that as well, correct?
Sure. You know, the first thing is have your home well lit so that you're telling everybody to come get your candy. Second thing is we encourage people to stay away from homemade treats. That's a tradition for some. But, you know, it's just you have a lot of reasons that you can imagine for sticking to a prepackaged treat. There shouldn't be people out going door to door trying to make a living during Halloween. That's a little bit odd. So if you see that kind of thing, let us know. If you think that someone is out and they're doing things they shouldn't be doing or might do something they shouldn't do, give us a call. And then, of course, if you see a kid out there wandering around and you don't think they're old enough to be out there wandering around alone, certainly give us a call. We can check on the kid and make a decision from there.
All right. So those are some good Halloween safety tips. Of course, it's always fun this time of year. And like you said, it's kind of like a national holiday in Independence. But, of course, the big thing that everybody always talks about this time of year, of course, is Neowalla, which is always a huge celebration this time of year in Independence. So we'll talk a few things about Neowalla. First of all, Neowalla it's a huge thing every year, is it not?
Yes. Depending on the weather, there can be, you know, I've been told that we've had up to 70,000 people here in the years where there's some nice weather. I've seen it. I'm astounded every year by it still. It's a pretty neat celebration. It's fun. You know, it's fun for me, Kyle. I get to go out and visit with people from our community that I wouldn't normally get to see. I don't have to sit in the office and work on things that week. I actually have to go out and I get to be a police officer that week. So it's kind of fun. But it is a big deal. And, you know, like everybody else, we're not full staffed. And so, you know, we want the community to, we want to be here and help everybody have a safe Neowalla, a fun, you know, when you feel safe, you're going to have fun. If you don't feel safe, you're not going to enjoy it. And so we want you to enjoy it. We're excited that everybody's coming back together finally after, you know, 2 years off. Who would have ever imagined that we would have had to cancel a Neowalla here? But I'm really pleased that we get to get back together with our community. We get to walk around and visit with the crowds and put on a great show for people from all over the country that come home to visit and see their family. But again, you know, the big thing is we want to keep you safe. And we want to keep Neowalla moving in an orderly fashion. And, you know, we're just like everybody else in the world, we're running short on help, too. So please be patient and kind to everybody. Be patient and kind to the police officers. You know, they're the ones that are here to work. And there's a lot of people that aren't showing up to work right now, no matter where we are. So I just think we should all be a little bit more patient and kind and take our time and just try to work with people and give them an opportunity to do a good job. But from a safety perspective, we have a lot of no parking areas. We have a lot of ADA parking areas. And we'll have ropes up that we won't permit traffic through. We'll have barricades up that we won't permit traffic through. And Kyle, we need people to respect those barriers. If someone is caught going around those barriers, moving those barriers, tampering with those barriers, we will cite them for a traffic violation. That's not fun for us. That's not how we want people to remember their visit to Independence for Neowalla. But again, you know, we don't have the time to allow those things to happen. It threatens people's safety inside those areas, and it interferes with the flow of the celebration. So we need people to respect the rules during Neowalla.
And you were talking about ADA parking that will be available. If somebody was wanting to maybe get a placard, how can they do that?
Oh, yeah. Glad you brought that up. We do have some limited mobility parking, but it's only during the grand parade on Saturday, the 30th. So the way you get that is you need to bring your proof of eligibility, so your ADA parking placard, some sort of proof of eligibility like that. Bring that in to City Hall, go to the main window in the north entrance, and they will get you registered for that limited mobility parking permit. And then on parade day, we start parking those people that reserve a space, we start parking them at 7:30 in the morning. They need to come in from the west at 9th and Maple. So just come down 10th Street, turn on Maple, and you will be stopped at 9th and Maple, and your name will be will look on our registration list. Show us your permit, and we'll make sure it's on there. And if you're on our list, we will let you in. If you're not on our list, we will not let you in. You have to get on the list. It is not ADA parking. It's limited mobility parking. You have to be ADA eligible to use it, but you have to be on our list, or we won't let you in because those spaces are reserved, and we typically have more need than we have space. So we ask that you come early. 7:30 is when we start that. So if you can be there early, and we'll start lining you up at 7:30 in the morning, and then I think the parade starts around, I better not say, I don't remember when, Kyle, but it's a few hours later. But, you know, once that parking fills up, we won't be able to, even if you registered, if we run out of parking spaces, we will turn you away. So that's why we ask that you get there early.
Yeah, like you said, there's more demand for the parking than there actually is actual parking. So obviously, get there plenty early if you want to get one of those spots. Obviously, and also register for it as well, because if you're not registered, you will not get in. Just kind of a few things for the parade. Obviously, this year it's going to be great to have the parade back this year, but there are a few safety things, and one of those is you're asking everybody to stay behind the white chalk lines on the street during the parade.
Yes, our city street department will paint white chalk lines down the street, and we really appreciate that. But we ask all the attendees, they need to stay behind that white line. That gives room for the parade, for the floats. We're going to have, you know, marching bands in there and horses, you know, other animals. So people really need to stay behind that line, and they may not be seen by someone operating a float. These floats are not street legal. They are in a parade, and so, you know, visibility, stopping time, all those kinds of things, you can't expect a float to perform like a car. So everybody's got to stay behind those white lines, Kyle. We don't let people throw candy from the floats. So if you're out there and you're going to be on a float on Grand Parade with an organization or an employer, don't throw candy from that float. Every year we have to remind folks not to do that. On occasion, we have had to open up the parade route and take a float off the parade route. We don't want to do that. We want everybody to have a good time. But we don't want to risk a young child breaking away from the parents, running out into the street, not being seen by that float driver, and tragedy striking. We have had folks get hurt during a parade by a float. Kids get hit since I've been here. It's no fun for the float driver. It's a terrible experience for everybody, and we just don't want that. So, you know, respect that white line. Take care of your family.
And the other thing is there is to be no alcohol consumption allowed on public property, sidewalks, or city streets, with the exception of some special permits.
Yes, there will be some permitted functions involving alcohol, but in general, those permitted functions will have clear boundaries with ropes up, and you will not be, it'll be clearly communicated that alcohol doesn't go out of there. So guess what, friends? Don't take the alcohol out of there. We don't have time to be nice about it. We're just going to cite you and move on. If we need to, we'll take it a little bit further than that. Certainly not our goal. So just respect the rules. Respect our alcohol vendors. Don't put their business in jeopardy by making a bad decision. And one last thing, Kyle. We will have ADA parking behind Annie Mae's there on the city parking lot, and we'll have ADA parking north of the 1916 City Hall on the city parking lot there. And then on Saturday, the Grand Parade, and during the evenings of the Carnival, we will have ADA parking in the 100 block of East Laurel where the post office is. So please, friends, pay attention to our ADA placards. We don't want to tow your car. But we will. In years past, we've tried to track those owners down, Kyle, but we just don't have the people to track anybody down this year. And the direction that I'm going to give the police officers is cite that vehicle and have it removed immediately. Because we are responsible to protect those people who have those ADA placards, we have to provide them a parking space. And if you steal that parking space from them, we don't have a choice. We have to protect those people's rights to attend things, and it's the right thing to do. So please be respectful of those ADA placards. If you remove an ADA placard, we're still towing the car. So pay attention to where you're parking. We don't want to tow your car. But every year, Kyle, we are going to tow between 20 and 30 cars, and I really hope this year that we can get that number down to zero.
Absolutely. Well, sir, again, lots of great tips, letting everybody know what's going on during Neowalla this year. But if anybody has any other questions they would like to ask you, how can they get a hold of you?
If they have any questions about Neowalla that the Independence Police Department can answer, they can call us at 620-332-1700, or they can email me at jerryh@independenceks.gov. Most of the questions you're going to have for Neowalla, though, are probably going to need to be directed to the Neowalla organization. And most of the functions and operations that occur during Neowalla are a function of the Neowalla organization. The Independence Police Department, the City of Independence, we're just here to support that organization and support our community and welcome everybody to town to just kick back and enjoy a week of Halloween fun.
Absolutely. Well, sir, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, talking about everything happening, of course, with Halloween safety and Neowalla. Again, I appreciate you joining us today. We'll talk to you again same time next month.
All right. I look forward to it, Kyle, and I better see you in a great costume. Great, buddy.
I'll try. You have a great day, sir.
You too.
All right. That was the Chief of Police, Jerry Harrison, joining us this morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, talking about Halloween safety and Neowalla information. And again, we'll have that interview up on our website here in just a little bit. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We got news coming up here in just a few moments.